The Mishnah taught us that the Makas Prushim Harei Elu Mavli Olam, they are the people that destroy the world. And the Gemara on the Chaf Beis and Mebeis and Masech the Saita teaches us that Shiva Prushim Hain. The Gemara identifies that there are seven people who are in the category of these Prushim. And two of those people who are mentioned are a Parash Mahava and Parash Meira. And Rashi explains that what is the definition of Parash Mahava, Parash Meira? Parash Mahava means that he is Oyved Hashem, he worships Hashem because he wants Schar for the mitzvahs. And Parash Meira is because he's concerned for punishment for doing an Aveira. Ask the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abai v'Rava l'Tana, Loi Tisni. Abai and Rava told the Tana not to include Parash Mahav and Parash Meira in the group of people who are considered Purushim and are considered individuals who are Mavlei Oilam, destroy the world. For says the Gemara, for they say, the Amar of Yehuda, Amarav, Loilam Yasuk Adam B'Tar B'Mitzvah Tefil Shloi Lishma, a person should learn Torah and do Mitzvah Shloi Lishma, Mitar Shloi Lishma Baal Lishma. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, they're saying that just because these people worship Hashem, Shloi Lishma, it should not be considered something negative. And in fact, the Rambam and Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Hey, Halacha Dala teaches us. Tchilas Dina Shel Adam, a person after he leaves the world, the first question they're going to ask him when he has to give Din V'Cheshbin, Ein Anidin Ela Al Talmud. He's first asked about Kvati Talmud Torah, did he learn Torah? V'ach Kacha Kol Sha Masa. L'fikach, because learning Torah is so important, says the Rambam, Yasak on the Torah Be'el Shema Ben Shloi L'Shema, B'Shem Etoich Shloi L'Shema Bo L'Shema. And then the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud Halacha Hey, the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, Simen Reish Membei Sif Yudalid, all teach us this concept of Shemitoich Shaloi Lishma Baal Lishma. That as much as a person is supposed to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishma, there's a concept of Mitoich Shaloi Lishma Baal Lishma. But ask Tosfos here in our Gemara that the Gemara in Masech the Tainus, Dav Zion Amun Aleph, teaches us so there the Gemara is very sharp in teaching us that one may not learn Torah Shaloi Lishma under any circumstances. And here our Gemara is saying, learn Torah Shaloi Lishma, Shemitah Shaloi Lishma, Baal Lishma. So Tosfos answers here that there are two types of Shaloi Lishma. A person who worships Hashem, Shaloi Lishma, even though his intent is to get Schar, his intent is not to do the Ratzon Hashem specifically, but his intent is to get Schar. But why is he learning? Because he's learning to know what to do. Such an individual is whom the Gemara speaks to in our Gemara. And Tosfos quotes the Gemara Masech Tahoris Daf Yud Amud Beis that Balak, who brought 42 Kabbonis, was Zoycha because of that Tavrus as a descendant. And there's a famous Gemara. Tosis quotes, Haimasel Zul at Stokkadei Shiyichi Bini. Somebody gives Stokka with the intent that his son, who's not well, should get healthy. Harez at Tzadik Omer. He says, however, the Gemara that in Masechta Tainis is referring to a person who learns and he has no intention of learning to learn what to do. His learning is purely Shloi Lishma. Such a individual is Nasis Loi Sam HaMavis. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet, say that there are Shoinim that disagree with Tosfos and say that even under those circumstances where a person is not even learning with the intent to learn how to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs, he should still learn Shloi Lishma. What do we do with this Gemara? So there's an Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah has a very interesting approach. He says that these two Gemaras can actually coexist. He's saying that the Gemara that says that somebody who learns Torah, Shloi Lishma, is Nas Lo Sam HaMavis, is a fact. It's an Aveira to learn Torah, Shloi Lishma. But he says that we find the concept in Halacha that sometimes you're allowed to do an Aveira. Sometimes Aveira is a Mutter. And that's exactly Pshat in this Gemara. Yes, it's wrong to learn Torah Shloi Lishma. Yes, it's an Aveira to learn Torah Shloi Lishma. But this is an Aveira that Chazal teaches you're allowed to do because Shem Torah Shloi Lishma, Baal Lishma. He compares it just like when you have a situation of Bikuach Nefesh. When you have a situation of Bikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to do an Aveira. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It doesn't mean you weren't Mechal Shabbos. It means that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos when it comes to Bikuach Nefesh. Here too, you're allowed to learn Torah Shloi Lishma as much as it is an Aveira, because Shem Torah Shloi Lishma, Baal Lishma. Tosfos in Masechta Brachos has a different Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, because the Gemara there as well says Kol Oisik B'Torah Shloi Lishma Noich Lo Shloi Nivra, has a different explanation. He says that someone who learns Torah Amnas L'Kantor, Amnas to use it as a negative, should not learn Torah, and such a person is Sama Moves, and such a person is Noich Lo Shloi Nivra. Our person is talking about an individual who's not learning Lakanter. So the Briskerov asks, even if someone is learning Amnas Lakanter, which certainly is a tremendous negative, why is it still not considered that he's learning Torah? And why are we so tough with him? So he says, and it's very much along the line that we've been learning. He says, as we just learned, learning Torah, as we just said, learning Torah Shloi Lishma is actually an Aveira. But it's an Aveira that was made, that Chazal said is Mutter. But Chazal told us why it's Mutter. Chazal tells it's Mutter because Shemitoich Shloi Lishma, Baal Lishma. Says the Briskerov, what Tosfos means in Masechta Brachos is if somebody learns Torah Amanas L'Kantor, that is a Torah that will never come Lishma. The only reason one is allowed to learn Torah Shloi Lishma, even though it represents an Aveira, is because that Torah could come to Lishma. Says the Briskerov, Tosfos is teaching us that a Torah that's Amanas L'Kantor can never come to the Madrega of being Lishma. The Gra, on one hand, takes a stronger approach, even stricter than Taisus. He says that if somebody's learning for COVID, that people should say, oh, he's a Talmud Chacham, he sits and learns, he shouldn't learn. But on the other hand, says the Gra, if someone sees that the Yetzer Hara is telling him, don't learn, don't learn, and the only way he could get the Yetzer Hara, the only way he could get himself to learn is because he has one of these kavanas, which we're learning you shouldn't have, then you should learn, because hopefully the koyach of the Torah will be, the koyach of the Torah will get you to be learning properly. So there's a fundamental machloikis, and what does this mean when we say shemitayach shaloi l'shma ba l'shma? The Nefesh HaChaim explains that Mishtar Shaloi L'shma Baal L'shma means that somebody is learning Shaloi L'shma. But it's inevitable that during that session, while he's learning, he's going to learn a moment. There's going to be a moment that's going to be a moment L'shma. And that moment is worthy that he should learn to chap that moment. The Agli Tal, however, takes a different approach. His approach is that the Gemara is teaching us about the Koyach of Torah. That the Koyach of Torah is so great, that the Koyach of Torah is so great, Shematar Shaloi L'shma, Baal L'shma. And that even though the person started learning without the proper intention, the person who connects himself to Torah, Baal L'shma. And I was thinking that may be the basis of the Machloikas Rishonim that we've been learning. The Rishonim that say that if one has a really negative intent in his learning, he shouldn't learn Shaloi L'shma, they say that the Pshat is Shaloi L'shma, Baal L'shma means that if you learn Shaloi L'shma, it's going to bring you to L'shma. But a learning that is with such a terrible intent can never come to L'shma. The other madramas say, like Nefesh HaChaim, that it's inevitable that you'll have a moment that you'll learn properly. And therefore, even if you have very bad intention, it doesn't make a difference. That moment, you may catch a moment when you learn L'shma. So here we're learning, we've been learning the concept of Shemitar Shaloi L'shma Ba L'shma. On the other hand, we've also been learning that a person should learn, should try to always learn L'shma. So in the Gemaras that we've learned till we got to this year, there are actually kashas based on this. On one hand, in our previous shiur, based on the Gemara, on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, we spoke about the Almana who got Schar Psius, who got Schar Licha for going to shul, as she said to Rabbi Yochanan. So it seems that this Almana was doing the Avodas Hashem l'shem Kabbalah Schar. And here we're learning that you're not supposed to do mitzvahs for the intention of getting Schar. So one pshat that the Chacham Tzvi seems to learn is that she didn't mean to say that she's doing the mitzvah of walking to shul, to walking to the further shul, in order to get schar. That's not what she meant. What she meant to say is that this is a bigger mitzvah. When you daven in a shul that's further from your house, it's a greater mitzvah than if you daven in a shul that's closer to your home. And there's more schar, therefore, for such a mitzvah. But not that her intent was to do it for getting schar. The Ben Yoyada, however, has a different approach. That's very important. He says, even though we're learning in our Gemara that one is not allowed to do mitzvahs, l'shem kabbalah schar, he says you're not allowed to do mitzvahs l'shem kabbalah schar, or you're not allowed to learn Torah kabbalah schar when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. But if you do l'fnim mishur sedin, more than you're obligated to do, then you're allowed to do l'shem kabbalah schar. And therefore he says, certainly one could daven next to his home. And since one could daven next to his home, going and walking further is above and beyond what's required. And when one fulfills a mitzvah above and beyond what's required, then you could do it l'shem kabbalah schar. Actually, along the same lines, we could say that a woman is bechlal not obligated to go daven in a shul. And this woman who did go and daven in a shul was certainly going above and beyond what she was obligated to do, and therefore she was allowed to do it l'shem kabbalah schar. But then I saw the Mefarshim ask that as we started our shiur today by mentioning the various individuals, who are the Purushim, who are the Mavlei Olam. So the Gemara said that one of those individuals is the Parish Shichmi. Who is the Parish Shichmi? The Gemara says, Ze Oysa Maisa Shchem. And Rashi explained that we know the people of Shchem did the Mila Shloi L'Shem Shemayim. They did it only so that Shchem can marry Dina. But we just asked the Mashah that we're just learning in our Gemara that Lo Yilam Yasek Adam B'Tayra Mitzvah Shloi L'Shma Shemashtayich Shloi L'Shma Bo L'Shma. And why, therefore, does the Gemara have such a strong issue with Shem when he did the Maisa Mila Shloi L'Shma? So the Eitz Yosef has a very simple teretz, going back to something that we discussed previously. The Eitz Yosef says that we learned, the Eitz Yosef is very much in line with Eglei Kal that we quoted earlier. What Shach Shemitah Shloi L'Shma Bo L'Shma? That if you can do the mitzvahs and you learn Torah enough time Shloi L'Shma, eventually you will come L'Shma. Says the Eglei Kal, that wasn't what's going to happen by Shechem. Shechem was going to do this one-time mitzvah of Mila. It wasn't like this was going to become a habit that he's going to do mitzvahs. So by him, there's no concept of Shemitah Shloi L'Shma Bo L'Shma. The morale takes a different approach. The morale's approach was that someone who's a Rasha, like Shechem was, he violated Dina. There is no concept to say by him Shemitah Shloi L'Shma Bo L'Shma. Along the same lines, I saw that even if we're learning Lo Yilam Yasek Adam B'Torah B'Mitzvahs Shloi L'Shma Shemitah Shloi L'Shma Bo L'Shma, that's only when there's no Aveira involved. Here, there was Aveira involved. And since there was an Aveira involved, therefore, it was, we don't say Shtech Shloi L'Shma Bo L'Shma. Another pshat that I saw is that everything that Shechem did, he did publicly. I think maybe what this means to say is similar to what Taisha says. That if somebody does the mitzvah, learns Torah, lekanter, that is, there we don't say Shmetar Shloi L'Shma Bo L'Shma. What Shechem did in a very public way, just to show that he and his people are good people. That's like Tosfos and Masechta Brachos, where in that circumstance we don't say Shmetach Shloi L'Shma Bo L'Shma.